So the Lake Washington area was big. It was healthy. It was a place where ceremonies took place. It was a place where families were raised. They were born and raised. It was a place that provided a comfortable living throughout the year, all year round. And so this site that brought us together represents one of those places. It's not something that was just visited once or twice a year. This was a place that provided a comfortable living all year round. Now, when we talk about resources, we talked about, I mentioned camas, I mentioned blackberries, I didn't mention cattail and tule. There's a huge, long list of what Mother Nature provides us. But one thing that all of this does provide, and it still provides for us today, is continuity. It allows the Native American that was forced to relocate from their traditional village, from their traditional areas, to these now modern villages, it provides them an opportunity to be Indian, even if it's just for one meal, even if it's for one hike, even if it's for one bike ride, one canoe ride, even if it's an opportunity to speak the language, even if it's just a few sentences. It provides us that opportunity to strengthen our roots, to remember who we are and where we come from. Transportation, the pre-treaty, it was by foot, it was by canoe, lake canoe, river canoe, it was by the saltwater canoe, it was by these large cargo canoes. It took place, virtually every waterway, that's how we got around. Those of you who are familiar with this area, they're literally linked by water. You can't go anywhere without stepping across water, driving over water, hiking, biking over water. So these areas that have this connection, you can assume that the natives utilized this highway. That was our Highway 520. That was our I-90. That was our I-5. That's what this area is. It still is today, but we call it by its common name today, instead of calling it the traditional name of the lake, the traditional name of that tributary, the traditional name of that creek. Now, the idea of this village being forgotten about, that's a separate issue. Has it been forgotten, or has it been denied or unlearned? Has it been ignored? Yes. Is it going to have a place in our history? Is it going to remain a place, a special place, in all of our history? Is it something that we're going to respect? Is it something that we're going to learn to live with? Is it something that we're going to allow to teach us who was here, why they were here, what they did when they were here? It's not about this is my place. It's our place. This is our place. And if we're going to be here, we're going to have to be here on terms the same as our ancestors utilized it, in terms of family, in terms of friendship, in terms of extended family, in return, in those terms of respect, honesty, forthright. So we're simply trying to do the right thing. And, we can say that because we're not elected officials. Elected officials have their own arena, and it doesn't involve what you and I, the reason why we're here, is because we care.
and we're concerned. It's a genuine concern, and it's a genuine care.